Shabbos, everybody, for coming. Erev Shabbos. We're holding now, right after the Yom Ha'Noraim, after Shemini Atzeres, and we're about to read Parshas Bereishis, which is the Zman of the Kriya of the Bias Adam. And of course, the Zman and the Kriya Satzeres go hand in hand because Rosh Hashanah, although it is certainly the Yom Hadin, it is also the creation of man. It's the day of Bias Adam. So everything which we're about to speak about in this week's parsha has a shaychus to the whole tkufa which we just went through. And in some ways, it's like a summation, a summary, a recap, and a nacha oimek into the whole inyan of this hevig zman which we just passed through. So let's speak a little bit about this half of the Shemaya, the inyan of Bias Adam, and how it relates, I guess, to this week's parsha, to this man, following Shemini Atzeres. Just a few chazals, which if you haven't heard of them, the beautiful Divrei Chazal, which paints a certain picture when it comes to the Bri of Adam HaRishon, which is quite fascinating. It's very rich in a certain inyan, which we'll be able to draw out from here. Kafi Sichleinu. Just a collection of medrashes. Just listen for a little bit and try to pay attention a little bit as to a certain theme which is taking place here. So the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah Ches Dalet, quoting Rav Brechia, "Bishah Shabo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Devaras as Adam HaRishon, when Hashem came to create Adam, Ra Tzadikim V'Rishayim Yotzim Imenu." Of course, Hashem peered into the future. He saw Tzadikim and Rishayim would come out from Adam. Hashem says, "Imani Bari Oysa Rishayim Yotzim Imenu." If I create Adam, then Rishayim will come out of him. Don't want that to happen. But if I don't create him, and how will tzaddikim come from him? So ma asha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem had an eitza, hiflig darkan shel rishayim mekineged panav, kind of wiped away, pushed away that vision of the rishayim which was in front of him, v'shitef bo midas harachamim ubro, and he was mishatef, he included the midas harachamim, and with one big push he created Adam HaRishon. Okay, my welcome number one. The very next simon in the Medrash Rabbah quotes Rabbi Simon as saying the following: when Hashem came to create Adam, nasu malachi asharis kitim kitim v'chaburos chaburos. There were gangs of malachim. Mehamarim al yivra, mehamarim yivra. Some malachim felt that it was kedai to create Adam, and some felt that it wasn't kedai. So the Medrash quotes the pasuk: chesed be'emes nifgashu, tzedek v'shalom nashaku. That there were different parties. One was called Chesed, one was called Emes, one was called Tzedek, and one was called Shalom. And they all had opinions on the matter. Chesed Amar Yivra. Chesed said to create Adam. Why? Because he'll be Gomel Chasadim. Emes said, don't create him because he's Kulu Shvakar. He's all Sheker. So we have here a machlokes between Chesed and Emes. Tzedek also waited on the matter. Tzedek said, you should create Adam. Shehu Oset Stakos. He's going to do Tzedakah. And Shalom said, don't create him to Kule Ktata because he's all about quarreling and bickering and machlekes. So here we have a 2-on-2. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs an eitzah. Ma'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he do? Natal emes, he took the midat emes v'hishlichu la'aretz, and he threw it to the ground. Hadahu dechsev, this pshat and pasuk, v'tashlich emes arza. That Hashem went ahead and he threw the midah of emes on the ground. Now it's not done. So they stood up and they complained, why are you taking your chosam? The Mefarshim explained, why are you taking this heilige chosam of yours, this mead of MS, and you're throwing it to the ground? Is this covetic for a king like you? So Hashem replied, Tala Eretz min ha'aretz. I want that the Tala MS min ha'aretz. I want that the MS should come from the ground. Hadahu dechsev, another pasuk, Emes me eretz titzmach. So that isn't puzzling enough. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Lamed Chesam Beis, goes along these lines and says as follows: B'shal shibikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'baras ha'adam, when Hashem came to create man, barak hasachas shal malachi hashareis, there was a group of malachi hashareis he created as well. Amar lahem, he said to them, Ritzaynchem nasa adam mitzalmenu, should we make Adam in our image? Want to help? They said back, what is this Adam? What does he do? What are his actions? So Hashem explained the actions of man. So they said back, is this really kedai to make an adam like this? What did Hashem do? He took his finger, his tiny finger, his pinky, and he put it amongst them, and they became burned. This happened twice and a third time. So they give in. We see that they're not matzliach in complaining and arguing against what you want to do. Everything belongs to you. Just do what you want to do. Leave us out of it. A few generations later, the Dor HaFlaga and the Dor Mabul came along, that once again they saw the actions of man. They complained. Didn't the ones who complained the first time, didn't they say good? Look at the results. They were right. It wasn't kedai. So Hashem replied, no. Ad zikna an yehu, v'ad seva an yasbo. I will see this through until I am old, and I will be soivel everything which has to do with man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is committed to the world. He's committed to Adam HaRishon. This, by the way, explains a very cryptic Gemara. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that if a person, he makes a commitment to something, and he's chozer b'dibura, so there's something which is called Mishapara. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he paid back the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlaga, he'll pay back such a person also, he doesn't keep to his word. So the Mefarshim asks, what's the connection to a person who is not omer b'dibura, to the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlaga? You see here a Pesach from this Gemara, that when it came time to the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlaga, the Malach HaShara said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember what we said before? This is not a good investment. You should retract on what you said before, we should make Adam. Hashem says, no, I'm going to see through it all the way through. See, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, omer b'dibura. Right? So a person who is not the kitchuk of the malachim, which emerged from the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlaga, which the bichoyed of b'diburo, so the onish of that was the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlaga. That's just agad. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is committed to the plan of Adam HaRishon. Again in the Medrash, just a few simanim later. Kivan shehigia Moshe l'chtov pasuk Nasa Adam, when Moshe came to write the pasuk Nasa Adam, Hashem says, I want you to write that Nasa Adam. So he said, when I love him, Ma'atan I say piskon pelaminim. Isma, we should make man? This is a Pesach for Minim to say that more than one God created man. So Amr Lal, so Hashem says, Kiso, just write what I tell you to write. Zaharut Zalitos Yitzeh. If somebody wants to come along and to misunderstand it, let him misunderstand. And even after Adam was created, what do we find? We find just a few simanim later in the Medrash that Adam was created. The Malachim wanted to say to Adam Rishon, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And Hashem says, we can't have this, it's not kedai. So Hashem said, I'm going to make a chava, so they realize that there's only one God. What do we see from here? From five chazal. We see that Maisa Bereishis, but particularly the Maisa Adam, was a very big endeavor, which came with a lot of challenges and a lot of minyus. The creation of Adam was not a pasha thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he saw the Maaseh Tzaddik and the Maaseh Rishayim. He said, I'm going to take the Maaseh Rishayim, I'm going to move it out of the way, I'm going to dedicate myself, v'shatuk midas harachamim, and the malachim, all the accusations and the questioning and the back and forth, ma'amasav. And the Medrash concludes over there, ad she'atem edayin zemzeh, while they were still arguing, when Emes was arguing with Chesed, and Chesed was arguing with Tzaddik and Shalom, the whole back and forth, says Nasa Adam. Hashem says, why are you arguing? I already created man. While they're in the middle of arguing, Hashem says, just look, turn around. Adam is there. Boom. There he was. It says in the Medrash that Hashem became angry at them. Kasa Leher Mashi learns that he got angry at them. What are you fighting about this? The Indian is that the more exalted something is, the more challenges are associated with it. Adam was not just a good idea. Adam was the tachas of the bria. Adam HaRishon was created last, not because he's inferior, like the malachim may have thought. We have a beautiful world here. Why are you making Adam a baal b'chiyah to mess things up? You can look many times at what was created last as being like the psoilus, like the garbage. But in the pnimius, the end is always the tachas. Acharon, acharon, chav. And there was a certain soda about Adam which even the Malachi Asheris couldn't understand about this Adam, called the Razda Adam, the secret of Adam, which the Das of Malachi Asheris could not be omit on the secret of this creation of this Adam. And the fact that Adam was created last testifies to the concept of Sof Maisa B'machshava Tchila. Like Chazal say, Hashem created Adam last not because he was the most inferior. He wanted that the world should be like a Shulchan Aruch Lefanav, that everything should be created, that he should be able to come into this world and to enjoy everything ready for him. So Adam is the secret of Sof Maisa B'machshava Tchila. From the creation of Adam, they were able to see and to understand the Machshava Tchila Kadosh Baruch Hu. What meant to us Adam? What did Hashem mean when he talked about Adam? But from everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to describe and to depict to the Malachi Asharis, what is this Adam? They objected. Many of them objected. And they couldn't be soivil, the inyan of creation of this Adam. They thought there would be a destruction to the world. It was only when Adam was created, lemafreya, they were able to see and to say, ah, Kadosh, 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 I see this is something which is very, very great. Look at all the manias which were involved in creating this Adam. The Nasa Adam, the Malachi Asharis, from here and from there. Because the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when creating Adam, was a secret. And the reason why it's a secret is because of the following klal. We read this every single Yom Tainus in the Haftarah. What does Hashem say? Ki lo yimachshavisei machshavisecha. Ki gavu shamayim va'aretz, just like shamayim was higher than aretz, ken gavu machshavisei machshavisecha. We don't think that the Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks. It's not shaykh for the seichel of the Adam to be masig the seichel of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. However high that a mensch can think, Kodesh Baruch Hu can think higher than he can. So this machshava tchila, you know what machshava tchila means? Hashem's first machshava. Can you imagine how high that is? The first machshava Kodesh Baruch Hu was the creation of Adam. This is not something which was shaykh for a niver to be masig. It's not something which is debatable. Is it a good idea? Is it not a good idea? What they should have said right away was, if you think that this is a good idea, then go ahead with it. But they debated it. Because the Malach doesn't have the ability to be mevatel himself in a way that a true Adam can be mevatel himself and to say, Ki gavu shamayim v'aretz, ki gavu machshav v'aseh machshav v'asechem, ki loy machshav v'aseh machshav v'asechem. The Malach can't understand the secret of Adam. Because the secret of Adam has to do with the tachlis of the Bria. The tachlis of the Bria. We find the same thing when it comes to the giving of the Torah, of course. We just read about it in Parshas Osarecha. Hofir mihar parn v'asal mibavos kodesh. Hashem yisinai ba. Hashem came to give the Torah to the world. And he came to the Bnei Esav. And what do they say? Maksiv ba. What does it say in the Torah? And then he came to Ishmael and they said, Maksiv ba. What does it say in the Torah? Only Bnei Esav had the heart, which is open enough to say, Nasa v'nishma. What does that show? It's exactly similar to the creation of Adam. That instead of having Malachim on your right and your left, you had Esav and Yishma on your right and on the left. And Hashem says, Maksivba. They say to Hashem, Maksivba. Wrong question. That's the wrong question. It's not something which is shaykh for seichel. The Torah is much, much, much higher than seichel. The Torah is not just about, not just a rule book about lo sirtzach, lo sinaf, lo signov, which is what they thought it was. It wasn't a handbook of how to live life, just a bunch of set of rules. It's about the tachlis of the world, which is much, much higher than a set of rules. There's only Bnei Yisrael who are makusha to that place. They were created. We're this Adam of Nasa Adam who were created B'Tzalmo, B'Tzmusa. The fact that we say Nasa V'Nishma shows that we have a shaykhis to this Adam that the Torah is coming to reveal to this world. And in that way, the Nasa Adam correlates and corresponds to the what? To the Nasa V'Nishma. There's Nasa Adam and there's Nasa V'Nishma. Then when Bnei Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, and they believed, and they didn't question, because they believed that the tachlis of this Torah is much higher than what we can understand. Just like the tachlis of the Adam is much higher than we can understand. The fact that they said Nasa V'Nishma shows it was a simon that the Torah belongs to them. That they have a sheikhis to this Adam. They have a sheikhis to this Adam who is higher than a Malach who doesn't question. And the Gemara tells us that even the Malachim questioned Hashem when he came to give Torah to the Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara on Shabbos there. It repeated itself. Because when there's a tachlis, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the soif ma'isa, which is makusha to the machshava tchila, that machshava tchila is forever going to be higher than any seichel, any machshava, than any person can think of, than any niver can think of. Because the Torah and the Adam are shaykh to the tachas of creation. The Chazal Darshan, Bereishis b'shvil ha-Torah, the very first word in Torah is Maramis on the tachas. Bereishis b'shvil ha-Torah, Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael. The Torah is the tachlis, and Yisrael is the tachlis. And if you're wondering which of the two is the tachlis, it's not the time to talk about that. It has to do with Shmini Atzeres. I gave a shiur once about it, but that in itself is a different subject. So Hashem went to great extent in order to create the world. Ad kedekach, that he took his mid of emes and he threw it to the ground in kas, Rashi says. And the malachim said, what is this taking? That must mean that it was very important for Hashem to create the Adam, if he took his mid of emes and he threw it to the ground. Now, this idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took the mid of emes and threw it to the ground out of anger obviously has to be understood more than just on the surface. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just act out of anger. What does it mean that Hashem took the mid of emes and he threw it to the ground? So the secret is as follows. When something goes to the ground, the intention of putting something in the ground is to plant it. It's to plant it. Like the Pasuk says, and Hashem says this about Bnei Yisrael, Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Netaticha Soirek, I planted you like a soirek tree. Kuloi zera emes. You are all seeds of emes, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael. We know that an Adam is like a tree. Ki Adam eitz hasadeh. Bnei Yisrael is like a tree, or like an eitz. And Hashem took the mid of emes and he planted it like a zera. But he disguised the debris of the Adam in a way that it looked like he was taking his mid of emes and throwing it down the kas, but really his intention was like a farmer, kivyachol. He was taking the emes and throwing it into the ground, because from that ground would emerge eventually the secret of the tachas lebriya. And that's why immediately in that sugya, what does it say? About tashlich emes arta, that Hashem took it and he threw it into the ground. What does it say? Emes me eretz titzmach, that the eretz will grow from the ground. That's called kulu zera emes. That Hashem plants seeds, and he plants seeds of emes. And the reason why Hashem did it that way, because it was very clear to him at the beginning of creation of Adam, that nobody was able to understand the midah of emes. They couldn't understand the emes. The emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from a place which, like he said before, we can't understand the secret of this emes. So they challenged the emes. They challenge the emes. And Hashem says, I see that it's not the time yet to be magal this emes. And Hashem took the emes and he buried it into the ground, to plant it in the ground, that it should sprout over the course of time. Now, what is it which causes emes to sprout and to grow and to flourish? It's the midah of emunah. Emunah. Emunah comes from the word emes. And emunah means believing in the emes. When something can't be understood with the seichel, like this emes, of which we said, ki loy machshav esay machshav eseichel, this is the machshav etchil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way to be makasha oneself to this emes, and to allow the emes to be megal itself, is through the inyan of emunah. That's why the Zohar says, ihi emes, ihu emes, v'ihi emunah. He, which is the zachar, is emes, v'ihi, but she is emunah. But the yachas between emes and emunah is the yachas between zachar and nekeva. That in the same way that a zachar, that he gives the zera to the isha, and she's able to work with it and to cause it to grow and to build something out of it, so too, emes is something which is a raw material. It's called zera emes. And when emunah gets his hands on the emes, it's able to bring out into the megala the secret of this emes. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos says, when it darshans out the Shisha Sedri Mishma, it quotes the pasuk, ve'amunas itecha chosin yeshuos, right? Chachma v'das. So Chazal say that Seder Zeraim is learned out from the word emunas. So Tosfos wants to know, what does emunah have to do with Seder Zeraim? A farmer needs a lot of emunah, right? But you see that something which is called Seder Zeraim That's called Ve'amunah. So Rabbi Nachman talks about this on occasion. Ve'amunas du seder zorim. That the way that the seder that is zera evolves is called Ve'amunas. So there's emes and there's emunah. And the way that the emes is nisgala is through the emunah which you have and you're makasha yourself to the emes. So here, Kodesh Baruch Hu does what? Vatashlech emuna, vatashlech emes arza. That he takes the emes and he throws it onto the ground in order to grow it. The process of the growth of this zera called emes is going to be in the emuna in Hashem Yisbarach. The Malachim didn't believe in Hashem Yisbarach. And there was nobody yet in the world to believe in Hashem Yisbarach to reveal the secret of this Adam. But the secret of this Adam as he is the tachas of the Bia, requires an emuna, which is the keli, that's how we're describing it. Emuna is the keli to be makabal the emes, and to see that the emes should become exactly the way it's supposed to be. Now the realization of this emes took place by Matan Torah, like we said before, the correlation between Nasa Adam and the Nasa Venishma. The Malachim said, Ma Masav, what is the ma'isim of this Adam? So Hashem answers them, Nasa Adam. You want to see what this Adam is? I'm going to show you by Matan Torah. But what was the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim? The whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim had to do with Emes Ve'amunah. Emes Ve'amunah. What was the shame that Hashem took B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim with? Ekya Asher Ekya. So the Ari says, Ekya is 21. And Ekya Asher Ekya means 21 times 21. 21 times 21, which is Ekya, Asher Ekya, is Gematria Emes. That the shame which took B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim is called Emes. And in fact, the Gematria of Emes, of Ekya, Asher Ekya, is Gematria Emes Vemuna. So built into Ekya, Asher Ekya, which is the shame which took B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, you have Emes, which is also Gematria Emes Vemuna, because where you find Emes, you have to find Emuna. And what's the whole Seid of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What does Hashem, what does Moshe say to Hashem Yisbarach? Hein lo yaminu li. What do you mean, this emes? Emes is not going to work if there's no emuna. You can bring down the biggest emes into Mitzrayim, but if there's no emuna, it's just going to be batashach emes arza. It's just going to be throwing down your emes again. There needs to be emuna here, but there's no emuna. So the whole inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to make kalim for Bnei Yisrael to be able to have emuna. And really, Yetzias Mitzrayim was like a halva that Hashem gave to Bnei Yisrael. They weren't really muchem for that. But as soon as they left Mitzrayim and they ate matzah, they were on the path to Emunah. What's matzah? The Zohar calls matzah. Michla dem hemnusa. So as soon as they left Mitzrayim, they were eating Emunah. They were digesting it. And what did Hashem give them to eat? Man. What is man? The food that Malachi Asharis eat. Like the it says, B'nai Yisrael said, man hu. This is called man. Man hu, the Sfarim says, the Osios, Emunah. They were eating Emunah. Kept the Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo, they have Emunah there. And this was all in order to create a Keli of Emunah, to be Makabal, that great Gibli of Emes, and Hashem revealed himself by Matan Torah, Atoharis, Aladas, Hashem, Walakim, Ein Lamilvado. But they were prepared. They had the Kelim of Emunah to be Makabal, that Emes, because they said, what? Nasa Venishma. That Nasim Nishim, what does Hashem say about them? Mi gila lebonai razeh, who taught them this secret? Who taught Bnei Yisrael the secret? You know who really taught the secret? Hashem taught them the secret, because he prepared them the whole time. But secretly, he was planting, he was building them with emunah the whole time. He was giving them man to eat, and matzah to eat, and the Kriyas Yamsuf, and the makos, and everything was all just about, when it came to Matan Torah, Hashem kind of in his humility said, who taught them the secret of emunah of Nasav and Nishma? He taught us. And it was necessary. Because if there's no emunah, then emes comes into this world and it shatters. And you can't be makabal the emes unless there's a keli of emunah. The same thing is true in davening every single day. In davening every single day, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be begal to us a great emes, which takes place in the Olam Atzilus and Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei is supposed to be an experience, which is domed to Matan Torah. That's why it's called Amida. Called Amida because it says that Bnei Yisrael, they stood at Har Sinai. Yom Asher Amadetem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem B'Chayiv. Hashem wants to megala a great emes, a great, great emes in Shema Esrei. That's why you say Tehilo is the Kel Elyon. The Ari always says Tehilo is Gematria Emes. You go into Shemona Esrei, hoping to mekabel the Emes. You know how many times you say the word Emes before you go into Shemona Esrei? 8 times. You ever notice that? You say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, because it's here to time after the Gila Emes, and you say again Emes Shatu Hashem Elokeinu, Emes Atu Yishem Zavachan, Emes Mitzayim Galton Hashem Elokeinu. Right? Again, Emes Mitzayim Galton Hashem Elokeinu. Took us out with Emes, right? 8 times the Ari says you say the word Emes before you go into Shemona Esrei. You're about to move a kabbalah Emes. How do you begin the entire state of davening? The moment you wake up in the morning, Moed Ani Lefanecha, Rabbe Munasecha. And the whole seder of davening, which is a binyan of a person's emunah, to be mekabel the emes, which is going to be my fiyah, which is going to reveal itself during Shemona Esrei. So you say mekayim emunah sel lishnei afar. You speak about emunah. The whole inyan is you're making kelev of emunah to be mekabel that emes. What do you say out of all of them? Right there, right before the oilam atzilus, right before Shemona Esrei, in between Shema and Shemona Esrei, what do you say? Emes v'emunah chayk v'lo yach. Can't separate emes v'emunah. Can't separate. Because just as you're about to leave the world of emunah, which is the build-up and up to Shemona Esrei, and you're about to enter into Shemona Esrei, which is the world of emes, you have to say right there, which is right in between emes v'emunah, emes v'emunah chayk v'lo yach. You can never separate between emes v'emunah. So if there's no keli, which is the emunah, to mekabel the emes, then the whole thing shatters. This is the whole seder. As well, from Rosh Hashanah to Shemini Atzeres. Rosh Hashanah is the creation of Adam. Right? That's the Nasa Adam. And in the end, it's a failure. Adam is chote, and it's a failure. So what does Hashem do? Vatashlich emes arza. Hashem makes an investment, right? He takes the meat of emes and he puts it into the ground, because later on, when it comes to Matan Torah, you're going to see there's going to be a real Adam. There's going to be a real Adam. His name is Moshe, right? But Bnei Yisrael happens to be the Adam too. Atem kriyim Adam, ve'enu musanam kriyim Adam. But at that moment, where Adam is about to be chote, and he knows he's going to be chote, because the Malachim don't have the emunah yet, and Vatashlich emes arza, but Hashem makes an investment and he plants that emes in the ground to be later, you're going to see later b'matan Torah this emes. That's the whole inyan of Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. Tashlich is Vatashlich emes arza. That even though there was a chait and Adam was pogim, you go to the sea, you go to the river, and people take bread and they throw it into the ocean, right? The reason why is because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, it says there's a lashon of the pasuk of taking lechem and throwing it into the ocean. You'll see what happens with it later on. I forget the exact lashon of the pasuk, but the ocean is the place that you can put a bottle into the ocean, and later on it'll come around. It'll come around again later. So that vatashlich emes arza is the secret of tashlich. And the whole seder of the Chodesh Tishrei is just to build the emunah, building emunah, building emunah. Because Hashem is a day of emes, like we see all the time with Dvarcha emes, v'kaim lo'ad, ki ata emes, with Dvarcha emes. It's the day of emes, the Ramban says. Hashem is the day of emes, the Zohar says. Hashem is the day of emes. But there's no kelim to mekabel, there's no emunah yet. So there's a chait called Adam HaRishon. And the whole Seder, all the way through to Shemini Atzeres, is just building emunah, kelim of emunah. That's Yom Kippur is why. Yom Kippur is the day of v'inisim es nafsho seicha. That Hashem says, I'm going to torture you, kivyachal. Not mamish torture you. But it's going to hurt. Every time Hashem makes a Jew hurt, it's because it's an investment in his emunah. All menias and all difficulties are just to build a person's emunah. Like the pasuk says, "Be'emunah inisani." When you cause me to hurt, when I'm in pain, I'm in anguish, it's for emunah. Hemanti ki adaber ani anisi me'oy. And Kippur is a day that Hashem gives kalim of emunah, and then you go ahead and you sit in a sukkah. The tzila din hamnusa, the tzela of emunah. The tzela of emunah. It's building kelim of emunah. And you're taking, what are you taking? You make a sukkah out of things which grow from the ground. It has to be gidulei karka, the schach. and you're taking the arba minim which go from the ground, what does the ground have to do with this? Teretz is, that's exactly where the emes is. Vatashlich emes arza. Ve'amunah zu seder zroim. Hashem wants to make all the emes. You need to take seder zroim in your hands. Like we say, matzmiach. Matzmiach, it grows from the ground. The secret of the Yamuna in Tishrei is what the Pasuk says. Tashuri Meirosh Amana. Rabbi Nachman quotes this. Tishrei is called Meirosh Amana. It's the Zman of Amuna that a Jew is building Kalim of Amuna to be Bakabal that MS. And that's why Hoshana Rabbah is the day of David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech is the man of Amuna. We know that very clearly. And that's the Pesach to enter into Shmini Atzeres, which is the day that Hashem is Megal the Emes, and he wanted to raise Megal Rosh Hashanah, which failed. Rosh Hashanah was a failure. Adam was Chote, and then Emes had no Kaliv Emunah to be Mekabalit. But now after working in Emunah for 21 days, and you come to Shmini Atzeres, Hashem reveals that Emes again. Like you start the Akofos. It's a Gili of Matan Torah again on Shmini Atzeres. Already by then you have Kalim of Emunah to be Mekabal that Emes. That's why David is Hoshana Rabbah, which is the Knesset to enter into Shmini Atzeres, which is Zayir says is the day of Yaakov. Yaakov is the Shpiz of the Shmini Atzeres, because who is Yaakov? Titin Emes Yaakov. And this merging of Yaakov and David, which is Emes Ve'emuna, is the secret of Kurtzibichu Shchinte, Tiferes and Malchus, Emes Ve'emuna, everything together is called Yaakov, which is the Mid of Emes. Yaakov is the Shufrid on the Marishon, but you need David. Yaakov needs David, which is Mashiach Tekenu, because David represents Emunah. Because David represents the years of Adam and Rishon's life, which were a Matzliach. We know that Adam's 930 years which he lived, they were not Matzliach Tek years. It was only the 70 years which he left for Adam, for David, which is the Psoilus of his years, the last years. But if you break down Adam's life, which is 1,000 years, into 10 parts, which is 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, that means the last 100 is Keneged Malchus, which is Emunah, which is David. Those are the years which belong to David. Those are the most matzliach years. Because the years of Emes without Emunah is not a Hatzlacha. You need an Emunah there. Because it's only when Yaakov, who's Shufrei the Adam, is Makashar himself with David, which is the juxtaposition between Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres, is that Emes, which Hashem is Begala, able to be matzliach. This is the secret of the Pasuk, which is in Hazino, Keil Emunah ve'ein Avel Tzadik v'yashar hu. So Chazal see in the Sifri on this pasuk, Kel Emuna, that Hashem is a God of truth, of Emuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hemin Be'olamo Ubro. Hashem believed in His world and He created it. He believes in His world. And it's the Emuna at times when we don't have Emuna, that Hashem has Emuna to keep it going. But the only thing which makes this world run, which will cause it to be Matzliach, is Emuna, because the secret of what Hashem wants from this world is so high and so exalted, that if we try to be tofis it with our seichel, it's just going to break. We have no choice but to believe with Emunah Tmima, with Emunah Pshuta. That's like the Baal Shem Tov constantly. Figure Emunah is Emunah Pshuta. It has to be that way. Not because of Emunah B'Mesoira, not because of Emunah because of Chakira Chas V'Shalom, but Emunah Pshita, Emunah Tmima. Because it comes from such a high place that if not for Emunah Pshita, if not for Emunah Tmima, then the whole thing is fulfilled. You can't. It comes from such a high place, the secret of the Sadan, the Takas of the Bia, is Mamash Kilim, Mach Shvazem, Mach Shvazem. It's not Shaykh. It's Mamash not Shaykh. And that's why immediately after Shana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres, this is the day of Gesha. Because what does the Pasuk say right after that? Kilim, Mach Shvazem, Mach Shvazem. Ki Kasher, Yerid, Hagesh, Min Hashanayim, Veshama Lo Yashu, Ki Mirva, Es Haaretz, Vahaylida, Vahitzmicha, Kain Dvari Yashay Etzim Mipilish Yilarenka. Just like the Geshem goes down to this world and it's Matzliach and causes things to grow, so too, the word which comes out of my mouth will be Matzliach and will come back to me with Hatzlach. This is the Shaykh between Geshem and Shmini Atzeres. And in the same way Geshem comes down and it causes things to grow, which is the Emes coming down and it has the Seder Zorim, the Emunah to cause it to be Matzliach, so too Hashem says, I believe in my world and if I said it's going to happen, it's going to be Matzliach. So whereas on the surface, the Malachim question Hashem, you're taking your MS, your Chosim, you're throwing it on the ground, out of Kass, what's going on over here? Secretly, this was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's investment in the world, that he was going to see it to its tachlis, that although there was Kitchuk of Malachim, and there continues to be Kitchuk, Hashem says, Azikna v'atsevan yespol, I'm shriva this world, I believe in my world that it's going to have Hatzlach. And we as the Jewish people, We are that Adam. We are the secret of that Adam. We don't know what Hashem wants from us exactly. We know that it's very, very great, and we can only have a shaykhus to it if we have a moon in the process. And the more that we have a moon in Hashem Yisbarach and what this is, we become that Adam, the Raz of the Adam that Hashem wants to see in this world. Say, moon is everything. Like the Rimanov, Ratzi Hirshmanov said on that pasuk, Kiel Emunah Veinavo, he says, this is the tachlis of Kol HaTorah, Kiel Emunah. So if that's the case, that's why the Torah ends with that pasuk of Yah. If that's the case, why didn't Hashem just write the pasuk Kiel Emunah Veinavo? Could have just written one pasuk in the Torah if everything is Tzadik B'munah Siyachya, right? Chavakuk, everything is Tzadik B'munah Siyachya. So just write that. So what does he say? V'im Tishilu Lama Lanu Kol HaTorah Azos. Why do we need this? Dai Hayalun, I'm going to just bring it up and just this pasuk, Achatera too. You can't come to this. Every single mitzvah is supposed to bring out more kelim of emunah. That's the schar of every mitzvah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. Right? Schar mitzvah is another mitzvah. What mitzvah is that referring to? Well, what's the first mitzvah in Torah? It's called emunah. The schar of a mitzvah is emunah. That's why the Baal Shem Tov says that if a person is chote, you know how Hashem punishes him? Takes away his bitachon from him. The schar of a mitzvah is emunah. And Hashem punishes by taking away emunah. So if a person is suffering in emunah, he has to ask himself, you're being over on emunah, on mitzvahs. What does the Melech say in Tehillim? Kol mitzvah sech emunah. Every mitzvah is really just emunah. So it's called Torah. So if we're stagnant and we're growing in emunah, we know we're heading somewhere. And every maniyah which we encounter in our life is to build the emunah, which is building the kelim, which is building us to be makabel that emes. That's why La'as Alav, we're going to laugh. We're going to say, we complain about all these tzaras. This was building us. This is giving us the amunah to be able to be soible, this great Yuli of MS that you want to give us. We're that Adam. We are that Adam. So Gufa in that place where we complain is going to be the greatest Shir B'Shevach B'Yidol Hashem Yisrach L'Asala. And another reason why the world wasn't Matzliach yet when Hashem came to create Adam was because there was no Shabbos yet. Shabbos is the secret of amunah. What do we say? As soon as we walk into Shabbos, Niz Mashur Dima Shabbos, the amunahs chabalelahs, Shabbos is a good of emunah. Especially the Raven of Shabbos, which is the climax of Shabbos. What do we say? Menuchas, Emes, Emunah. Shabbos is the secret, which is Makasher, the Emes and the Emunah together. So if there's no Shabbos, and it's not so hard to understand why the world wasn't Masiyah. Because Shabbos gives stability, gives reglaim to the world. This is the whole secret of Shabbos. Hashem Baruch Hu to help us as we're coming into the first Shabbos of the year, we can understand a little bit what it means, this Ma'aseh of Bereishis now. That the Bria of Adam Rishon and Rosh Hashanah was a bit of a failure, was a Matzliach. But when Shmini Atzeres comes, it's Matzliach. Because it was Vatashlech Emes Arts, and Shmini Atzeres Magal, that Yichud of Emes Emunah. Now, this week's Parsha, which by the Sfarim will say, that even Shabbos Bereishis is really part of the whole Seder of Yom Noraim. It's really the climax of it. Because you're about to read about the Nasa Adam, creation of Adam, that means that the whole Seder of Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur, to Sukkot, to Shmini Atzeres, was a Hatzlacha. And if we're reading it in the Torah, that means there's no Geah to us. We are that Adam. So Ashrenu Matav Chalkeinu, like Moshe says at the end of the Torah, Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamecha, you have no idea how lucky you are to be a Yid. And Shabbos Bereishis brings that out. So when we read these Parshas and we understand all the Menias and all the encounters that Hashem came, had to go through to create this Adam, it's really, whenever there's a Tachlis which is involved, there's going to be Menias. And the Menias are a simon to that Tachlis. Hashem should just give us the strength that as we go on through this year, to be Zeche, to Makabal that Emes, and to put Kelim of Emunah, and to be Zeche to see the Gilui, and that great Shabbos HaSalavo, that Emes of Emunah, Yisrael Tzedek, and Yisrael Tzedek, and Yisrael Tzedek.
Amen. Amen.